Inventory review approaches. Inventory balance reviews can be conducted periodically or continuously. Periodic inventory review. In an inventory control system using fixed period review, the inventory balance is checked at designated intervals to see if the order point has been triggered or will be triggered soon. The interval used may vary from days to weeks, months, or quarters. These are fairly simple systems and often do not require computers. In the ABC classification, slow-moving or generic items are usually in the C category, but bulk commodities or sets of items frequently ordered together as an assortment may also fall in this category. Continuous inventory review. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a continuous review system as follows: a process by which a supplier is notified daily of actual sales or warehouse shipments and commits to replenishing these sales, for example, by size or color, without stockouts and without receiving replenishment orders. The result is a lowering of associated costs and an improvement in inventory turnover. Continuous inventory review can be conducted physically or through the use of an inventory management system. Physical review approaches include visual review and two-bin systems. A visual review system is a simple inventory control system in which the inventory reordering is based on actually looking at the amount of inventory on hand. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. This may be appropriate for small, low-cost, and high-use items, probably classified as C items in ABC analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a two-bin inventory system as a type of fixed order system in which inventory is carried in two bins. A replenishment quantity is ordered when the first bin, working, is empty. During the replenishment lead time, material is used from the second bin. When the material is received, the second bin, which contains a quantity to cover demand during lead time plus some safety stock, is refilled, and the excess is put into the working bin. At this time, stock is drawn from the first bin until it is again exhausted. The term two-bin has become figurative and is applied to other types of inventory systems. Continuous review systems tend to be better when inventory depletes quickly and when higher levels of service are required. There is greater awareness of inventory levels at every point and less chance of stockouts. Computerized inventory management systems allow greater control and are especially valuable in integrated systems where inventory moves between locations. Typically, items are tagged, for example, with a barcode or a radio frequency identification tag, and scanned when they are released from inventory. The current inventory levels are continually updated by the inventory management system. When the inventory balance reaches a set point, a replenishment order is automatically created and forwarded to the supplier. This type of perpetual inventory review represents greater investment than that required for periodic review and is most appropriate for high-value and/or high-risk inventory typically classified as A and ABC analysis.